What is going on, guys? It is Onyx Waves here, and we are in the pod with Rated. Get that there?
I am Rated.
Yes, and this is our new series that we're doing. This is the little podcast type of thing. This is just so you get to know us on sort of a personal level. So I am, get to know us on a personal level. It's just, you don't really need to watch this, of course, but, you know, if you're on YouTube. But this is going to go up on iTunes, so we can expand our audiences, hopefully, but... Yes, I'm freaking nervous. Are you nervous, Michael?
Yeah. It actually feels like I'm doing, like, my first commentary.
Yeah, because we were doing our first commentaries. It was all, like, really, really nerve-wracking.
Yeah, like, before we went on, we're, like, sweating, basically. It's so crazy.
Like, sweat band on before you do your commentary. I'm actually really nervous. Jeez, I'm sweating. Sweaty palms I have.
Yeah, I know, same. I like, can't even control my mouse anymore. It's, like, slipping out of the hand.
But so lovely.
Should we talk about ourselves personally?
Okay, right. I think I know what we should do, right? Since this is going up on iTunes, I think we should, like, you know... Sorry for the people on YouTube, of course, but, you know, if this is going to go up on iTunes, and people obviously aren't going to have a clue who we are, because our channels aren't the best of known places, but do you think we should just, like start over for, like, the people on iTunes?
Yeah, let's start over.
All right, you can go first, then. Just talk about your channel and or so on.
Okay. Well... My name is Michael, a.k.a. Rated. I don't know why I said that, but I just felt the need. And I'm 15. I live in Northern Ireland.
I have a YouTube well. Channel.
Pardon?
Oh, doesn't matter. Yes.
You were like full like robotic there in my ear. I couldn't hear you. But anyway, I have a YouTube channel. It's on the little artwork there. www.youtube.com/rated. Pretty self-explanatory. The house phone, of course, just... has to go off in the middle of any thing important in life, but hopefully the sister answers that. Anyway, I've been doing commentaries since about August now, and
it's almost been a year.
It's
weird.
I don't even know when we started, but
August 10th, 1358 exactly.
Serious?
Yeah, I looked at it last night.
Oh yeah, we were at the golf club last night.
Oh, which will segue into something else.
Yeah. But I base my channel mostly on Minecraft, and I do some Call of Duty commentaries, and then I used to do Happy Wheels, but I take a break from that, and I do other random games when I really feel like it. So, yeah, if you want to come check out my channel, that would be pretty good.
Yes, and I'm guessing you stopped because you think, I'm going to go in, right? So,
well,
but
yeah, I was,
yeah, sure. I was just thinking, I didn't want to go like, yes, it's my channel, and like you want to like say something else, and you're like, oh. Yes, as you can see at the bottom of the channel, no... Yeah, the bottom of the artwork, nicely designed by Rated there. Yes, it's X-Cult Assassin, so it is. And I really love Gears of War, so this is like a really same as our first commentary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Alright, yes, this is. I mainly do Gears of War commentaries, mainly Gears of War. I'm actually in a Gears of War team. I usually do Minecraft with Rated here. I'm just looking at my game case now. I can't find. I do Gears of War commentaries, as I've said. Derp. I do montages as well. We both edit, so we do.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm doing a GTA Let's Play as well, actually. Oh, by the way, that music at the start is uncopyrighted, so just let you know. Yes. Anyway, yes. So I mainly yes. I come from Northern Ireland as well. I'm in the same town as Michael. We've known each other for how many years now? Like 3 years.
Yeah, friends for about 3 anyway.
Oh, hilarious. you should talk about that story, but...
Oh, I wasn't trying to bring that up.
No. You said it now, then go.
Oh. Right, well, such a bad story, Jordan. You sound like a bit of a fag.
Yeah, it does make me sound like a bit of bail end.
But, well, the first memory I have of Jordan here is... Basically, in school one day, I walked up to him. This is in first year, as it would be known. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's the first year.
What age are you in first year? Like, it's the first year of high school, so what age are you, like 11?
11 or 12.
Yeah, squeakers.
And I walked up to him, and I I said to him, "Are you Ross's cousin?" And he turned around and told me to fuck off.
I didn't say that. I didn't go fuck off.
Well,
okay,
anyway, so
maybe I said something along those lines, but whatever.
that is the first memory of
And then
waves
what
here.
was it one night when we were on FaceTime, like that was when it all kicked off, right?
Was it?
It was New Year's Eve, so it was, oh, it was a warm New Year's Eve, so it was, and it was
But do you
dark.
mean that's when we became friends?
Well, do you know when we really started to become friends, though? It was like, was it
Oh, like
the start of sec like middle of second year, which is when you're about 13, right?
Oh yeah, I like we watched like Get 'Em to the Greek on FaceTime.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and I
It
just
was.
noticed if we're talking really fast, it's probably 'cause
No, just me that's talking really fast because I get told off all the time by the team, you know what I mean? No, by people that I talk very fast, so it's probably just me.
I'm just looking at my channel right now, and my first actual commentary on my channel was on the 8th of May 2011, so it was
8th
over a
of May?
year.
Whoa!
But I did that wasn't when I was doing it constantly, if you get me.
Oh,
My
yeah.
first constant upload was Minecraft's Edge Episode 1 plus update. Don't go walk it, walk it. Don't go watch it
Don't
because
go walk
you can't hear me, and it's just a piece of bull
It was a
crap.
good commentary, but I mean, like, back then,
9th of August 2011.
Wow, more than a year you've been.
9th of, well, more than a year since I've done my first commentary ever. I used to do them with Wild Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You never talk to him anymore, do
Rarely. He's a nice chap.
you? I suppose we should talk about, like, since this is mainly going to be about gaming and technology, well, what games are you most excited for this year, anyway, then?
Well, the first game that like I really, really am looking forward to is GTA, and then also because of that gameplay of Watch Dogs. So it is
Yeah,
Watch
Watch
Dogs.
Dogs, yep.
Yeah, that looks unreal. I mean, that has some of the best explosions and like, well, realistic
Yeah.
explosions I've ever seen in a game, and I just think it looks unreal. Also, Assassin's Creed 3 looks pretty good. So what are
It
you
looks
looking forward
so
to?
weird, though. I mean, like, we have muskets, but we're not gonna shoot at them. It just looks so retarded. I mean, did you see that trailer? There was about 50-something, like, I don't know, musket men, whatever, and they just sat there, did nothing, while freaking Connor ran up and just shot this dude in the face.
Yeah, what I was thinking was Connor. Like,
Yeah,
really? It
I
just
know. You
sounds
have,
too
like, was it
modern.
Altair, the friend, or Altair, oh, do, whatever his name was in Assassin's Creed 1. Then you have Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood, and Revelations, where Ezio Auditore, the friends, and then Connor.
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 It just sounds so, like,
No offense, because we have a friend
casual.
called Connor, but no offense. It just sounds so.
So my first upload was 11 months ago. I know that was completely off topic, but like I just
Oh,
looked there.
nice segue there.
No, but what are you looking forward to this year?
I'm trying to think. I was really, really, really excited for what you may call it, BioShock Infinite. Turns out it got delayed. Far Cry 3 got delayed as well. Just
Far
so you let
Cry
you know,
3 got delayed.
yeah, it got delayed till 2013. Because I know you're quite excited for that game, but
That's one I forgot to mention, but anyway, it's not coming out this year, so sweet.
Assassin's Creed 3. I don't know. They're kind of milking the absolute penis out of it, to be honest, I
I
think.
just think it looks like a fun game to play, like with new like contracts and stuff.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2, no, just no. Halo 4, yes, I'm very excited for that there, because Halo Reach was good, but for my liking, they changed too much of it, because I've been playing Halo for almost, like, 7 years now, and they just changed too. Well, it's the not that they changed too much, but I like what they've done with it, because if they kept it the same, then it just would have sucked absolute ass, because it would have been the same game yet again. And like, I like what they've done with it. They didn't do a flipping, they didn't do an Infinity Ward where they just added new guns and stuff like that there. I mean, they actually changed it with the armor abilities and stuff like that there, but it kind of destroyed the feel of what Halo was. Those armor abilities just did not fit into the Halo universe whatsoever, I thought. That's what I thought. So that's why I'm really excited for Halo 4, because I think there actually is one armor ability, but it doesn't look like it's gonna be like a game changer, like, you know, Armor Lock or Invis was or anything like that there. But yes,
Yeah.
I'm really excited for Halo 4. I'm trying to think, there was another one. Gears of War Judgment as well. I don't think that's coming out
Gears
this
of
year.
War Judgment, what's that? Is that a complete new Gears of War game?
Yeah, it's a, it's
haven't even heard of it.
Yeah, I got kind of announced it was at E3. It's like it's you know Marcus, you're not playing as him, you know Baird and Cole?
No, I only know Marcus, that's the only person I know.
Do you not know like the black guy and he's like Cole and he's like
Oh,
Cole
yeah,
Train,
oh.
baby?
Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah.
And you play as him and then the Baird, you know the guy with, like, he's really sarcastic.
No,
yeah, it's
I
like,
don't.
No, doesn't matter.
I don't know like their characteristics or anything.
Yeah, so
I feel like you describe them to me, I might know.
I'm not going to describe Baird. That'd be an awful job of me, but it actually looks quite cool. There's a thing called, was it Overrun? And it's like in the Gears of War 3, they integrated this new game mode called Beast Mode. Because, Michael, do you remember when we were playing Horde Mode in Gears of War 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's when you actually get to play as the Locust against the enemy team. So you can, like, become, like, huge, like, berserkers and stuff like that there, and it's really cool. And you become, like, you know, like, the little wee wretches that, like, run along the ground. You can, like, be the wee tickers that are, like, ah! And, like, they blow up stuff.
Yeah.
You can actually become them, and then you earn points and stuff like that there. But what this new game mode is when it's, like, Beast Mode and Horde Mode combined, so it's competitive as well. So, you know what I mean? Like, you have people playing as Locust, like, little tickers and wretches.
Oh,
and
yes.
Yeah, people playing as Cog as well. But what they've done is that they integrated classes into it, like, you know, the medic class or whatever.
Right.
But what they've done with this here, because it's only for this one game mode. I mean, they can't, you know, obviously wreck the whole game by having classes in it. That would just make it suck ass. But they said because, what did they say? They said because it'd be too hard to balance the game if it was just, if the cog didn't have any classes, so it'd be just like these huge locusts just going like rah 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 rah, just crushing everything, and then like, you know, cog would be getting crapped on pretty much. So that was why they had to integrate classes into it. But
makes sense. But you said there that you've almost been playing Halo for, well, you have been playing Halo for 7 years now. Does that mean that was like your first like proper like gaming game? If you get me, like a gamer as a
no,
gamer?
No, definitely not. No, I would say like, what is it? Should we go into the gaming history as you said at the start?
All right, yeah.
Well, we got about 7 minutes before the break, so I suppose when I was like, I think it was like 5-ish or 4, I got a PS. I think it was a PS1. It was a PS1. That was it. And it was like actually my stepdad or whatever it was, he got me a chipped PS1. And my mom, you know, my mom being her, my mom, she didn't know the difference between the chipped PS1 and the PS1, right? So what did she do? She threw the freaking chipped PS1 out, going, "Oh, it's just the same." I was like, "Yay!" So I lost the chipped PS1, but yeah, I think I mainly play Crash Bandicoot quite a lot, and what else? I played Spyro. Oh my god, I love Spyro.
Spyro, I have that. Spyro, I can see it right now.
Is it Spyro 2?
Spyro the Dragon and Spyro 2 Gateway to... One
that
sec.
That was
Gateway
to Glimmer.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I have my gaming shelf. My shelf right now.
Oh,
God. Oh, they're awesome.
Can I borrow that?
Yeah, you can.
Thank
I'll bring
you.
It in.
Oh, my God. I played that game. Like, I must have put about, like, 100 and something hours into that there game. That was ridiculous. I mean... You had these here, like, little orbs that were, like, scouted the ride the whole way.
Yes,
Glimmer.
Yes.
I collected all 60 of those orbs, and I collected every single freaking gem throughout the entire game.
No, I, like, see, when I played that game, that was before I really got games in general.
Yeah.
I remember I used to get stuck at, like, the easiest bits, and I remember I went into, I'm not sure if it was in Spyro 1 or 2, but I went into this little, like, a different like world or I don't know.
Yeah, like, you were like lift like just like different gateways.
And was, yeah, and it was like a these little like I think it was turtles or something. And you had to like
turtles.
Drain. You had to drain the water. And then I got stuck.
Oh my god!
I just didn't know.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember. Oh, yeah. Oh
awesome.
My god! Oh.
And this is when I was like I don't even know like 4 or 5.
Oh. And then, like, you could, like, go into Game or GameStop or whatever, and you could, like, buy your freaking, what was it, your strategy guide, just so they don't sell anymore.
Oh, yeah. I remember going in, well, this is, like, a bit forward, and in the gaming history, this is, like, PlayStation 2, but I remember buying the Wii, like, San Andreas strategy guide.
Oh, my God, should I tell the story about what happened to my San Andreas?
What did happen to your San Andreas?
Oh, right. So I was in, like, you know, like, I mean, I was in P4, which over in Northern Ireland, we have a different schooling system. So P4 is about, I don't know what grade it is or anything like that there, but it's when you're about five, is it?
Five. It's a,
Is
no,
it?
you
Is it
start school
six?
when you're five. It's about
Oh, then you're
seven or eight.
seven,
Seven,
eight-ish.
eight,
Okay.
yeah.
So my uncle, I usually go to my granny's during the summer for, like, lunch because my mother works. So my uncle, he was living with my mum's granny. I don't know. Just figure that out, right? And he had Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, so I was like, "Oh dear, what happens if I take this?" So I stole Grand Theft Auto San Andreas from him, right? It was never found out, right? One day when I was playing San Andreas, right, my mother was cleaning the house, as she does, and you know CJ, it was like at the very start of the
Yeah.
game, and then you're riding on your bicycle, and then like. You know, like, big smoke. He goes, CJ, hurry up, motherfucker. And then my mum's like, what is that? And it fully comes in, starts screaming and stuff like that there. And she's like, give me that dash! And, like, fully took it off me. I was like, oh, no! Yeah, I got grounded for about a couple of weeks.
I am like on Wikipedia right now, like looking at the history of all consoles and stuff. I
What the
look
hell?
at what I found. I remember seeing this in the Argos book, and like, oh, I really wanted this so badly.
What is it?
It
Oh,
was the PS1 with like sort of a laptop style flip up
oh,
screen.
oh my God, I know what you mean. It was like the biggest gimmick thing ever.
Oh, it was awesome. I really wanted
I
that.
wish they did it with the Xbox. That'd be so cool. What is it? W. Oh, what the hell? I haven't seen that one. I've seen the PS2 one, but what the f. That's retarded. That looks so weird.
Oh,
Whoa.
looks awesome.
That's pretty cool. So, what did you only own the PS1, the PS3, and then?
My history of consoles goes, yeah, PS1. Right, so my the PS1 was actually my sister's, and
She a bit of
I
a
don't
gamer?
no, she used to play like dunt smut games,
Oh
and
my God,
like
I
I
remember
remember
them. You
she
had
had
to like
like
the
the
wee spongy
Rugrats
mats that like
game.
never registered as well.
Yeah, like my sister always moaned for a wooden floor because she's like fully like bashing the thing and it wouldn't work. And I remember she had Rugrats. We have all the games like
Yeah, I
in
remember
this little
Rugrats.
like chest type thing. I know chest. But we had yeah we had Crash Bandicoot like the racing one. We had the Spyro 1 and 2 obviously. We had Harry Potter. Oh, I remember playing Harry Potter. That was awesome.
I played every single Harry Potter game. I adored Harry Potter.
And then I'm not really sure what else. Rugrats, like a fashion Rugrats one, and then Monsters Inc. I remember playing the Monsters Inc. game, and there's only one bit I remember of it, like climbing a climbing frame to like collect something.
I remember
It was
Monsters
awesome.
Inc., but I mean, like, I started off with the Mega Drive. I actually played the Z. Have you ever played the ZX Spectrum?
No, it's up.
Oh my God, have you seen this thing, right? It's like a console from like the 80s, right? My dad, like, he built one up, so he did, and he gave it to his sister, so he did for like her 40th birthday or whatever, right? Now, this is only a few years ago, right? So I was playing it. What you need to do is it's like a keyboard. If you can imagine, like, a keyboard, right? And you
Yeah,
have this
I'm looking
cassette.
it up right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on
If you have this
Wikipedia looking up.
you have this cassette tape. And you hook it up to the ZX Spectrum, right? And then it goes loading, loading, loading for like 10 minutes, right? Then once you actually, sorry, before you load it, you need to go into the command console, and you need to type in dot load or whatever it is. And you need to type in the command to make it load. You press enter. You wait about
That's awesome.
10 to 15 minutes. It finally loads up. If it doesn't, then it'll go like reloading error and just crash. And you're like, no. So then once it's loaded. You finally played the game. Like, there was games like, what was it, Chucky Egg? Oh my God, like, those are really good games. And, like, sometimes it would just crash. It would just go, error, 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 and just crash. And you're like, no. But it was a really cool game. It was a really cool console, so it was. In fact, you had to type in absolutely everything. But it was very good, though. So I played the ZX Spectrum, the Mega Drive, which you play, like, Super Street Fighter on.
Oh, Super Street Fighter.
That was so
Cool.
cool. And then, like, Bubble Bobble. No, it was Bubble Bobble on the Mega Drive? I don't know.
I loved all them though, like them like wee cheap gaming systems that you got. I think I still have one in the wardrobe, and like you plug them into your TV. And then like I had all these like little like 8-bit games. Like,
What
oh,
do you
it's
mean?
just awesome. It was like little arcade games, but there was like 30 games loaded into like one like gaming chip type thing. I don't
Oh, I
know.
think I know what you mean. Right, we've got 15 seconds here. Yes, we're going to go take our first break, and we'll come back and we'll be talking about something else. Probably the same thing, but yes, there'll be another song coming up. We'll be back in 1 minute exactly. So
talk to you guys see later. Just how do we drink of water? Helps clear your sinuses.
Oh God, no! Michael was giving us me tips on how to unblock noses, and one of them was add pure disgusting syllables. I swear to God.
It was. Well, I looked it up on Wikipedia last night.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. It sounds disgusting. Steps. There was two fingers being inserted into the nostrils at once, so I don't even.
Yeah,
wanna...
No.
Don't even explain it. No.
If you have a blocked nose, I don't.
Oh my! No. I'll give you 30 seconds, right?
Okay, yeah. Right. If you have a blocked nose right now, put your pointer finger in one nostril, right? Like, not right in, just at the start, and then, like, your thumb in the other, and then blow really hard, and then your whole, like, so you can feel, like, the outer bit of your nostril
just, please, like, stop.
Open up, and then you can breathe properly again. Jesus. Right, that'll do.
You done?
I'm done.
All right, okay. Sorry about that. That was the 1 minute of... That was the 30 seconds of disgustingness on this. So that was pure me.
What a name.
Whatever. But yeah, so we'll spend another couple of minutes on the topic of gaming.
I was just looking at the Atari Jaguar, like that game's console. I forget when I came out there.
I have a Wikipedia for God's sake.
I love Wikipedia. It's awesome. Right. Well, anyway, it came out in... Like 1993. That's probably completely wrong. It's probably 83 or something. I don't know. I'm not gonna look it up now. But yeah, it came out then, and it was out for the selling price of $250. Like back then, it was 1993. But back then, that is like a terrible load of money. I was thinking.
Yeah, that'd be like what is it like? Almost 300 today, would it? $300?
Like 300. I don't know, like 300-400. I have no idea.
I would say 400. Like,
we're not like little, like, Yay. That was, like, terrible.
That was awful. What a name.
Yeah, I know.
But, so how did you start gaming in the Xbox then? I've always wondered that.
Xbox 360, I take it, because I didn't have the original Xbox. Yeah. Well... the first year of high school, I'll call it, for,
High school?
For, cultural,
it's,
I don't know.
It's actually junior high, so it is, but...
Right, okay, well, whatever. Right, well, the first year, everyone in school... Jesus, I'm dropping everything. Everyone in school was, like, going crazy for the Xbox, and, like, I remember, like, feeling so left out. Everyone was like, hey, do you want to go on Xbox after school? And I was like... I didn't have one.
See, you say this here, but I don't remember this whatsoever.
No, like, everyone used to say that in my class. All the time.
See, I was, like, a full freaking noob. I was, like, the little faggot where I had Xbox Live. I didn't have Xbox Live.
Yeah, I didn't have Xbox Live. I waited for a year before I got Xbox Live.
I didn't have a computer for, like, the first, like, what was it, 13 years of my life? I got a computer at the start of second year. That was my first ever computer.
Yeah, I didn't have a computer for most of it. The first computer we got, like, was when my sister, like, went into junior high. And, like, my dad got it for her to do homework. So it was like, a full scrapper. Even back then, it was really slow. Like, I never really got on it because she was always on MSN. And
oh, my God. Do you remember MSN? Bebo.
Ooh, I know, crap.
I hate MSN. Like, oh, my. MSN was just so pedo-y. Every time I log in, it's like, hey, mwah, thanks for the ad, babes, little crap.
I didn't even add them. It's like, no.
No, I didn't even add them, and it still pops up. I'm like, what the hell?
I remember, at work experience. So I'm really going off topic here. I'll finish
this. Yeah, nice segue there. No. You explain the work experience talk then.
How work experience? Like, I was trying to email stuff to myself so I would remember them, if you get me. I was emailing.
Hey, Michael.
That's like, did you ever see that episode of Mr. Bean? Mr. Bean, he was sending Christmas cards, and he went out the door, and he put them in his own letterbox, and he walked in, and he was like, oh!
No, cool. I don't remember that one. I always remember the one where he got the turkey stuck up his bum. No!
Oh my god! Oh,
the turkey over his head.
Oh, that was the biggest feel ever.
I know.
The turkey stuck up his bum.
Yeah, well, anyway, I was in work experience, and I was signing into, like, email links to myself so I wouldn't forget them, and like I signed in, and as soon as I signed in, it came up like Gemma, all these like random names, like, hey babes, I'm wet for you. And
are you even serious?
It's like, well, pedo.
What the hell? I really wanted to say, like, go away, you pedophile. It probably is like some bot just like sitting there.
I always get pretty angry with them, and then like. I'm never on it long enough, so I never bothered to delete them. But anyway, I was trying to get off as quick as possible before, like, someone came around, like, what are you doing or something. Yeah.
You should have filed the wee complaint. Saying he was being very offensive to me.
Well, I don't know if it's a boy or girl in this situation. So.
Touché. I remember when I was, like, all about the MSN. I mean, I was on MSN, like, 24 hours of the day. The conversations would be, hey, what the crack? And then what the crack means what up if you what's up or whatever if you don't know. And then it was what the crack. And then either he or she would go nothing much, which is NMNM. And then I would go WBU for what about you? And then they would go not much. And that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
And that was literally the conversation of the day, pretty much.
Yeah.
Absolutely sucked ass.
I suppose it did, looking back at it.
Have you signed the Xbox ambassador works? So it does.
Does it?
The bot is registering me as a actual ambassador now, thankfully. But if you actually, should we explain?
Yeah, you can enter the topic.
Okay. So if you know a decent amount about Xbox, Microsoft are, this is a really cool idea. Honestly, that's what I think. Microsoft are kind of getting the Xbox community. So they obviously don't have to pay their staff as much, and then they have people in the community get to help out as well. It's when you can sign up to be an Xbox ambassador, which is when you represent Xbox and Microsoft on their behalf, and you help people out with their problems. So say you would get a question, someone would say, "Oh, my Hotmail isn't working," or whatever. You would have to go in, and you don't have to go in. You would just give him advice on how to fix this problem. So you would, and you gain XP, and you gain levels, and you gain Microsoft points. It's very cool. I like it a lot.
How do you sign in, though? Like, where do you go to sign in? Like, just...
Okay, right. Did you get your email?
Did I get... Let's sign in now and see if Big Jim is still waiting.
Okay, let's both sign into MSN right now and see what comes up.
I'm signing in.
All right, signing in. I'm in. Profile picture for like the next.
See, there's one of the things I emailed myself, the iPad laptop case, pretty awesome. But no, she hasn't popped up yet.
Oh, well, then you're sweet. But I'll explain what happens. If people have become an Xbox ambassador and they're having problems with it, as Michael has, you'll get, usually there should be an email in your inbox saying, we have a the number of people complaining about not registering them as proper customers, that they're registering them as customers, not actual people, like not actual ambassadors. So you would type in A to become available, and it would say, "Tell me more about your problem," or something like that. There, right? So what you need to do is, you need to delete the Xbox ambassador, manually re-add it. So you do, and then you need to type in like A, wait 2 hours. Oh. We have, yeah, and then it should work or something like that there. It's something like that there.
I found that email. Sorry for talking over you there.
No, it's fine. I found Ashley Newman. Hey, thank you for the ad, guy. Bored and lonely. I was looking for you. Where are you from? It's like some girl, like, with her toe at her face, looks like. What should I say?
You should say, come check out the podcast.
Come check it out in the pod. Pod with rated and waves. Right. I'll see what she says. It's in like pink, like slutty font as well. Oh, she's writing. Oh.
Oh yes, remember that? Like the customization you could have, like
it
you
was
could change your
every.
font, like you thought it was
What
full
the
of
hell?
years, and like when you
Hey
what?
there. Hope you don't mind chatting with your vengeful horny girl. So how
Yes.
are you?
I think we can stop now.
I'm not horny.
That's funny.
Please go away. Now.
That doesn't work. Yeah, I've told him many things.
We need to keep this not as explicit, if you know what I mean, on this podcast as well, so we can, if you know what I mean. But anyway, so what
Some people are actually like, what is there, like a news feed to MSN? There is. It's like a full news feed to MSN now. Oh God.
they fully changed it. Too bad no one really goes on it anymore.
It's a full piece of crap. I just
What do
use
you
it for
think
my
is going to happen
emails.
to Facebook? I honestly think it's just going to crash and burn.
No, I think it'll be around for another.
Year and
Think
a
it'll
half, I'll give
start
it.
dying in a couple of two, like by 2 years. I think it'll start dying.
2 years?
I'll give it 2 years. Yeah. What do you think will be the next big thing? Like, obviously we can't like guess a name. Like,
Know, I
I
was
don't
thinking
know.
Viddy was going to be pretty good, but. It, I was actually trying to upload my YouTube videos there, but you can only upload from the iPod or whatever. It's a good idea, but they should have integrated it to the PC aspect of it. I think they probably would have might have had a chance against YouTube, but
Well, maybe.
the next social
Well,
network, I have no idea.
YouTube. I don't know about against YouTube,
Google
like, but.
Plus maybe, but I don't. Google Plus had its chance, I think.
Google Plus, it was a fail.
No,
I'm sorry, it was
it
terrible.
wasn't a
No one uses
fail.
it. I don't even know how to use it. I have it. Don't know how to
Yeah,
use
but
it.
like you have to. It's like it's a kind of
It's
like a
like
Twitter type of thing. You
at a
have
circle.
circles.
I like Twitter. Twitter's like only good if you want to like follow celebrities and see like what they're up to or crap or I
But I
don't
mean, I
know. Like I
never use Twitter. I have it, but oh, we should go into the history of what I used to post on my Twitter.
oh do you know? 'Cause I can go look at them right now.
You can just go look at it right now. I've only
Okay,
posted
well,
like a few things.
yeah, like 900 days ago, probably like 1,000 now.
900 days ago? Whoa, that's insane.
You posted them like first year or of junior high.
Yeah,
Right, so I need to. I'm like adding the Xbox ambassador right now, and
do
gonna.
it right now, you grief. Like,
I've already signed into MSN,
oh
and
my
it was
goodness.
taking forever
You
to
know
load for
what?
some
That
reason.
person went away. Lucia Georgia went away.
Lucky
Okay.
you.
I'll go Ashley Newman. Oh, hey, thanks for the egg. She looks kind of legit, so. New pics added. Never
She
mind.
looks legit, so we'll just keep her
I'll
for later.
see her for later. Just like.
Right. Add friend.
Are you, okay, right, we need to. Okay. So we need to start up another topic so we're not just rambling on about crap, for
We
example,
have
you.
been on like about gaming and NPCs and like we never really talk about, well, we do in our commentaries, so I suppose this is our first one, so like I don't know, like golf. We play golf quite a lot. It's
Yeah,
like our.
that's more of a personal subject, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, it
Yeah,
is.
like our sports. Yes, we should talk about our sports.
Right,
You can go
okay.
ahead.
Well,
You go first.
I don't have like a long history of sports. I've never been a sporty type person. But I used to play like football, or if you're in America, like soccer. Or and
Real
I used to
football.
play for this team called Bryansburn. And basically it consisted of a bunch of faggots,
Okay,
and
right.
it consisted of a bunch of faggots, and the coach was like a really nice guy, but like the guy that helped out, like his name was Mark. He was English, and he was like a full prick. That's like the only word to describe him. Like he is a full bell end, basically, and he always just shouted at us for like doing nothing wrong. But anyway, I was like the little the crap, like just the little crapper of the team.
Like us at Hollywood?
Like what?
Like us at Hollywood Golf Club?
Oh yes, Yeah, it sort of consisted like that, but there was like 11-a-side team, which is basically like a full football team, like full size pitch plan, and then there was me in the 7-a-side, and basically that was like for like the little leftovers that just want to play football, and it was like half a size pitch, and consisted of wee plastic nets, which are like half the size of
Plastic
real
nets.
ones,
Oh my
and
word.
yeah, but. To be fair, we won like all our matches we played, but I remember there was this team, I forget what they're like, North Down, so, I don't know, North Down something, and it was a girls team, and we played against them, and it was like this really fat, like muscular woman that like was always, I was like left back, which is like a defender, and I remember I always like she always had to like mark me, you know, I always had to mark her and crap, and she's like a full like tank, and she scared the crap out of me. Like one day, she started fully running like at me, and thank God I got out of the way, or else I wouldn't. I'd be like
You wouldn't be here
wheelchair.
right
I'd be like paralyzed or something. I have no idea. But yeah, I was like a reject, like we are at Hollywood Golf Club. And that's like another sport I play is golf, and I actually played at Hollywood Golf Club, as I just said. That's actually where Rory McIlroy comes from. I'm sure you know that because it's everywhere. And if you go to their website, they surely like to milk the
It's
shit out
even
of
on,
it.
like, was it the only thing Hollywood can be proud of is home of Rory McIlroy. It actually
Walk.
says that as you go into the town of Hollywood.
Yeah, walk the same fairways as Rory McIlroy. That's what it says on their website. Like, who cares? He comes from that club, okay, but he doesn't even come back to that club anymore. Like, the last time I seen him there was like 2, 3 years ago.
No,
And
no
that's him at
offense to
like
like Rory
All-Star
McIlroy. He's
Champion.
dedicated and he's a good golfer, and I'm sure he understands like the sacrifice he has to make. But you gotta at least give back, because I'm sure people like were giving him everything like out there when he was at Hollywood and stuff like that there. But he's never at Hollywood for one, and ever since he's won the U.S. Open, hasn't it just went downhill?
Oh yeah, like they, Rory McIlroy won the US Open like 2011, right? It's been over a year now, and there was a banner like as you drove up the lane to Hollywood Golf Club, said like "Welcome home, Rory" or something like that,
It says, "Welcome home, congratulations on the
and
US
that was
Open."
up for just 2 weeks short of a year. So that just shows you how much they like to milk the crap out of it. And to be fair, they do a lot for juveniles at Hollywood.
Compared to other golf clubs,
Yeah,
yes.
but the thing is, we, being me, Jordan, and some of our other friends, we're like just the rejects. Like everyone hates us.
They just take the mick. I mean, like, what? I mean, yesterday, what they were doing, they were just like taking the piss out of my bug and all this crap, and I was just ignoring them. I really wasn't gonna go like box him, like.
Moxum.
Yeah, because actually, that's another sport I do. I do boxing, so I do as well. Actually, this is the last we're gonna talk about sports, because this is kind of unrelated to gaming. But yes, yes, I do boxing. I've been doing it for like, what was that, a month now? And my girl was meant to come boxing
Meant
with me, but.
I didn't, for reasons that if you go to my channel you'll find out, so there's a little teaser.
We should actually do a podcast the day we come back from that there, but the first night of boxing.
Yeah,
You'd be fully destroyed.
I'll probably like that
It really is
makes sense.
your hair is literally going bloop, bloop of sweat. It's really that bad.
It feels good if you work your body.
We should talk about movies and stuff like that there.
We should. Like, well, oh, sorry, that probably made like a terrible
No,
noise.
it
Like,
wasn't that bad, no.
like, I don't know. I don't like movies. I watch like a ton of them. Like, ever since I found out like about piracy, like,
You've helped the movie industry a lot. That's
yeah.
Michael. I buy every single one of my movies.
Do you know?
Yeah, I do. Every single one.
Okay, well I don't, because basically if they weren't about £20 per movie, then I might buy them.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I just bought the movie J. Edgar. That cost £10. And I'm not going to watch it again. It was £10, and it was a good movie nonetheless, but £10 is a bit extortionate.
Yeah. But
Also,
like,
you have to understand they did pay, like, was it, like, millions of pounds to make this movie?
and they make millions of pounds of profit.
It depends.
Well, if you're a Paranormal Activity, you make
Oh,
millions.
okay. Well, that was a very low budget movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a couple of £1,000.
That is like what's the low budget ones are the ones that always make the best. That's what like the most money. That is what I start to notice. Like simple things are the best.
It's cause like because of the low budget like fact of like Paranormal Activity, it really did make it more like personal. Like you were there, like with the
camera. Yeah, like especially like when it was
little
like
home film type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're sleeping as well, that's when you're most vulnerable because you feel like you're safe. Oh, that brings me into that movie last night. Oh my god, right. I was watching this Asian film called, it's called Onback, O-N-G-B-A-K, right? And at the end, these like there's like a kung fu type of fighting movie, right? And at the end, these guys are having a fight, right? And this guy, the main character fully crushes him, so he does, right? So, as he's about to pick up the secret object, which I'm not going to give away, right? He goes into his pocket, the guy who he just beat up, he goes into his pocket, takes like 5 adrenaline shots. So he takes like 5 adrenaline shots, scrunches them up into a big like mixture, a lot of mixture, like all in one bottle. He stabs them all into his heart. He gets his hand and he goes, "Argh!" And he pushes them all in at once. And he fully starts going, "Argh!" And he just like, oh, it was so funny. Like taking 5 adrenaline shots straight into the heart as well. It was just hilarious. So it was.
Mm-hmm. I like just don't know where. Like, oh, well, obviously you explained that to me. I was so confused when you told me like an Asian movie. Like, I was wondering where the hell did you find it?
I've got tons of movies that are like Bollywood and Asian and Slumdog Millionaire. That's like the only good like Bollywood film, I think.
I've never seen that.
That's like reached a Western. I mean, no, I haven't seen it either, but I hear
it's God. Sorry, the phone is low battery and it just started vibrating, so I like moved it off the desk quickly.
Okay. So what you like mainly just like comedies, don't you?
Well, I have like different movie I couldn't speak there. I have different movie genres for like different like I don't know, different situations. If you want to call it that. When I'm by myself, I like mostly like comedy and like action. Mm-hmm. But like in a group, I'm like definitely in the cinema. I love like going to see horrors. And I do like seeing comedies and action.
But half of the horrors now just suck absolute crap.
The last 3 horrors I've seen, The Pact, Chernobyl Diaries, and what's the other one? I forget, but they've all been terrible.
The Devil Inside Me?
No, it wasn't. It was. Oh, that one.
We went to see that one, didn't we? That was rubbish.
Oh, that was The Pact.
The Devil Inside Me, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't The Devil Inside. But that. Oh, yes, actually. Well, that was crap as well.
It was.
I think I can't even remember the last like really good movie I went to see in the cinema. I was like, the movie industry's like terrible now.
The last good film I honestly went to see was The Social Network. That was the honestly last good film. That was the I've watched that movie at least 50 times. That is such a good film in my opinion. We've got about 2 minutes left, Michael. So.
Well, I can't really remember the last good film I went to see. To be honest, like
movie Inception was very good. I enjoyed that. Oh, we need to see the new Spider-Man. That's out at the moment, so it is.
Yes, we need to see that, and we will see that soon.
Probably see it actually Tuesday, maybe. I don't even have any money, so.
Yeah. Well,
I really like movies that make you think when I'm on my own. I hate movies that like I don't really hate a genre apart from rom-coms because they suck absolute crap. So they do like freaking no, Marty and Me is not a rom-com. That's like that's a proper story. Like I'm trying to think of a really bad rom-com like Meeting in Michigan or whatever or some bad
that?
I don't know right some really bad movie. All right, we got to be. Okay, right. Well, we got to end this now, Michael. So you got anything to say?
It's been rated with the first in the pod with Rated in Waves, and I hope you enjoyed.
We hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll talk to you guys later. And see you later.